Proclamation number 191, dated the November 20th, 1937. Scholars, rich and poor, pound. In agreement with the Lord and Savior, we are giving you a proclamation today which shall enable you to also uphold as scholars that your endeavor is ordained by God and well-pleasing to Him. So many people fight a harsh and difficult struggle in order to exist, while good fortune falls into other people's lap, and they have little sympathy for the hardship and suffering of the former. If you believe that they were abandoned by the Lord, then you should take a closer look and you will notice that where the human being has to fight for his daily life, his commandments are far more likely to be fulfilled than where people are granted an easier fate. And thus you will notice that a troubled human being is far more likely to direct his thoughts such that they will lead to his salvation, but that the person living a carefree life considers any idea of justification before the Heavenly Father inconvenient and will quickly reject it once it arises in him. If you compare this to how willingly Christ accepted his fate for love of humankind, because he thereby wanted to alleviate the suffering of the earthly children's course of life, then it follows how little the Lord wanted to burden you and how much he endeavored to reduce this load by patiently taking the suffering of humankind upon himself. The magnitude of his love was capable of enduring other beings' suffering, and in order to sacrifice himself on behalf of others, the Lord let himself be nailed to the cross. Consequently, all those who, meekly and patiently, bear their suffering on earth are taking part in Christ's act of salvation, for the human being will only achieve perfection through suffering. Thousands and thousands of souls will be saved for the eternal kingdom through suffering. The other person, however, who is not burdened by anything, will not gain many blessings from his life on earth, for he will close himself to all admonitions placed into his heart and remains far behind the former. So if you wonder why the Lord takes such different care of his own, why he lets one person mature through adversity and grief, but protects the other from heartache and problems, then the Lord will answer this himself. I gave everyone the pound so that he shall use it. In the same way as the human being relates to God, he will also receive. Is there anyone amongst you at whose heart I haven't knocked? Is there anyone amongst you whom I have not approached in order to be admitted by him? The poor man gives of the little he has, but the rich man turns a deaf ear to the pleas of those who turn to him for help. And thus the Lord will be admitted by the poor but rejected by the rich whenever he desires to be admitted by him. Hence the Lord chooses who has been of faithful service to him and remains far away from those who obstinately refuse to hear his call. But soon you will experience how the Father protects his own and informs them of his love. Then you, too, will awaken, who have hesitated for so long to admit the Lord into your heart. For the time you are granted on this earth is short. Break.